This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted that you're with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and there's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Kyle's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and live with us today from Australia is Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, it's great to hear your voice. Yeah, it's great to hear your voice. I wanted to share a story with you. It's absolutely horrible. During the weekend, I was on the phone many times for hours with parties concerned about smart meters in a small city called Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And it looked like there was going to be some discussion at the city council meeting. They had the city utilities general manager there. His name is Bill Bach. And Bill Bach has a degree in electrical engineering, a bachelor's degree, which would be the minimum degree that I would consider pertinent for this discussion. And they were going to put smart meters in. And the village was concerned, some of the village was concerned about putting these smart meters in the village of, or the city of, or the corporation of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Now, we have a radio station, KLID, that is an affiliate of ours, and we broadcast in the very best time slot that they have, which is drive time in the afternoon. They think that much of us. So we rang the alarm and we talked about this meeting that was going to transpire last night at 7 o'clock. We made multiple announcements, gave out the mayor of the number of the telephone number of the mayor. That would be his cell phone. We gave out that number, and we talked about the dangers of smart meters and electromagnetic radiation and microwave radiation. We posed some questions for the village to ask at this meeting. 20 people or so showed up, and almost all of them had their own agenda other than the smart meter discussion. And within 15 minutes allotted to the smart meter discussion, the corporation of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, decided that they are going to go with smart meters because, well, you know, everyone has cell phones, and what's the difference? Well, just a speck more of electromagnetic microwave radiation. What's that going to do? And it was presented, as I understand, that it's safe. Absolutely safe. Which is total nonsense.
You know, so, something, if you could see the expression on my face now, it would be really, really grumpy. It really would.
Well, I'm outraged. Something? I'm outraged.
There was a lady who wrote a book back in the 1960s And her name was Rachel Carson. She wrote a book called Silent Spring, which rang the alarm bells on the emerging, at that time, pesticide situation. Okay. I studied environmental science at the University of Melbourne, and that book was required reading. And I think I remember hearing somebody who ought to know say that the rise of smart meters and cell phone radiation, I do use a cell phone, I must confess, okay, but we live off the grid, and we live right out in the forest about, you know, between 18 and 20 kilometres out of town. The cell phone reception here is absolutely lousy, okay? So we have a low radiation level here, but we are facing an electronic silent spring, and there is no question about it. Absolutely no question about it. And I am totally disgusted with the response from the people of, you know, that particular little hamlet. And it's almost like they have, you know, haven't they done the research? Don't they know what this is? That even a low level of microwave radiation can do huge amounts of cell damage?
Well, they've been bamboozled. They've been bamboozled by Bill Buck, the general manager of City Utilities, who, in my opinion, should be fired immediately. If I had
it's
the
not
authority...
a death wish against that community. You're going to see the cancer
no
rate
question.
Going sky high. You know? They
no
have
question.
Our national broadcaster here, which is the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, a number of years ago, they had a bit of an emergency because probably about 20 or 30 of their female staff, within a period of 18 months or 2 years, ended up getting breast cancer in one building. And they traced the problem, but they never would tell the public what the problem was. But I can almost guarantee you what the problem was. I haven't heard this. I've just worked it out on my own. And that was the microwave transmission tower that sat atop that building. I can almost guarantee
okay, well, there are other stories at universities of people getting cancer from microwave dishes, microwave transmitters, microwave antennas that universities place on their buildings to communicate from building to building or campus places on the campus from one to another. I know about these things. I have installed them.
Mm-hmm.
I have installed these devices, and I'm as a technician. Actually, as the engineer, I engineered.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened. There is a small hamlet in Virginia that I was consulting for, and we wanted to connect the elementary school to the middle school to the high school to the school board office, and it was all within about a mile. And the telephone company said, "Oh, yeah, we put fiber optics in for you. We're all good to go." And of course, I reported to the superintendent of schools, and I worked with all the principals, and I worked with all the teachers, and so I sat in the meetings on pricing and costing, and $25,000 a year to rent the bandwidth on this fiber optic cable, and I said, heck, for $5,000, we can put in a very, very, very low power microwave antenna, and we can direct it. So it is not aimed at the students from one building to
yeah.
another. A very small angle of transmission. Very, very low power. And we set it on the lowest power that it would operate on. I'm talking less than 5 watts.
Yeah.
About the power of a cell phone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
It worked
just great.
Well,
I know that you can use more power than that. And I know that the cell towers use way more power than that. So here's what happened. This little hamlet of Poplar Bluff in Missouri has a population of 17,287 as of 2013. They have 9,473 electric meters. I know. I called city utilities, and I called their to find out exactly how many customers they have. And they are going to replace all these meters with these smart meters. 9,473. How much is it going to cost? $1.8 million. Now, here's the question. If there is a 50% chance that people are going to become ill, sick, get cancer, other diseases, have increased symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Sick people.
So if there, well, if there's only a 50% chance, would anybody in his right mind do this? Okay. Let's say there's only a 25% chance that we're right. Would anybody in his right mind do this? Let's say there's only a 1% chance that, Gwen, if you and I are right and everyone else is right who talks about the dangers of microwave radiation, if we're right, then there's only a 1% chance that we're right. Would anybody in his right mind roll out these smart meters?
76 people in a small community.
The point is, class, Bill Bach, City Utilities General Manager, should be run out of his office this morning. Here's for obfuscating, for misrepresenting, and for saying it's safe. I'm hearing an echo. Here's the thought of the day. Who in his right mind would put his cat in a microwave oven for 10 seconds? Nobody.
No.
In class, don't do that. Don't do that. Because it can kill your cat.
Yeah.
All right? So if you're looking at 1,000 watts of microwave for 10 seconds and you wouldn't do that to your cat, why would you allow 10,000, roughly, microwave transmitters to be placed around your city that are communicating all day, all night, from now on until they break or are removed, which is fat chance of that? Why would anybody do that? There has to be an incentive. And I am suggesting, I don't know this as a fact, but I'm suggesting that there are people on the city council who have received some kind of incentive for passing this. Some kind of incentive. Whether it be, you know, a boat ride, a vacation, a cancellation of a loan, free use of a car for a year, furniture, clothing, or just a promotion, or a fat check. Okay? We'll talk about what the federal government is doing to incentivize these smart meters when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-
1-800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, the last time I did this, I came out against fluoride in the city water system. And as a result of giving out the city manager's phone number day after day, I was removed from the radio. Fluoride is still in the water years later. This may happen again because I gave out the mayor's cell phone number yesterday. The mayor's number is 573-429-4030. 573-429-4030. Mayor DeGaris of the Corporation of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Also known as the City of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Well, we failed. We absolutely failed. We announced it worldwide. We're broadcast on KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, the best programming lineup of any radio station in that village. No question. I'm not talking about just USA Prepares. I'm talking about all the other programming that's on KLID. But together we all failed. We failed to stop the smart meters. We failed to even have more discussion about the smart meters. The incentives for the installation of these smart meters must have been so great, that news was not far and wide about this meeting. And so great that Bill Bach, the city utilities general manager, didn't further investigate. Didn't even say, you know what? Even if there's 1/1,000th of a chance that this could be even slightly dangerous, let's err on the side of caution. Let's delay this. I'll tell you what, let's talk about it for the next 3 weeks and give us all some time to figure out if what these people on USA Prepares are saying is correct. Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, PhD, physicist. Burke Bertonis, patent holder and radio frequency engineer. We're all saying that this is dangerous stuff. We shouldn't be playing with this. But yet, where were the people? Where were the people? I remember going to Jefferson City, Missouri, a couple van loads of us. We had had it with our state government. We went there. In the van were pitchforks. We went to the capital of Missouri with pitchforks. Where's the outrage? Is it just me and Gwyneth? Come on. You know, at this rate, there are people like us who are just going to say, you know what? What? You guys are on your own. Why should we even increase our blood pressure to try to help people who don't want to help themselves? I'm furious. I've seen this time and time and time again. It's not, jeez. When I was in Virginia, they wanted to put a prison in our little hamlet of 500 people. 500 people. The centerpiece of this little town was going to be a prison, a private, for-profit prison. In the beginning, everybody was with me. We were all in it together. By the end, there was just me. And they wanted to put a dump in our county. A dump. That's a place where you put everything that you don't want. Batteries, toxic waste, biological waste, hospital waste, waste from 5 states is going to be coming in on truck and rail. And they were going to put it on top of an aquifer next to an area that was mostly inhabited by Black Americans. I got together with the NAACP, and together we fought. And by the time we're all done, it was just me. Wake up. I'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the
season...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, this reminds me of a poster I used to have in my office. And it showed a group of people. And it said, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. And so I typed that in on the internet. And I found some other posters that I think we should share. One of them says, think of how stupid the average person is. And then realize half of them are stupider than that. Isn't that amazing? And then there's one that has a picture of Congress. It says, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups.
Yep.
Mark Twain said, never
what.
Argue with stupid... One second.
Yep.
Mark Twain said, never argue with stupid people. They will drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience. I am so frustrated, Gwyneth. I just don't know what to do.
You know, something, all that you can do is keep doing what you're doing. Because do you know something? One day, this is what's going to happen. All the good people are going to go somewhere else, okay? And all the people who have actually been fighting these sorts of battles, all these people who flat out refused access to their property for the smart meter installation man, okay? All the people who fought the police and the parking meter guy and this guy and that guy and the child protection and, you know, the dog ranger and all the rest of it, all of whom are seeking to infringe on our rights to do what God has given us permission to do on this earth by their stupid set of made-up, man-made rules. One day, we're all going to go away. And it even says that in the Bible. Okay? And then, they're all going to have to fight these battles on their own. And do you know something? I would give it probably between 3.5 and 7 years before they manage to fully destroy the planet. Because it says in the Bible that if Jesus delayed his coming any more than what he is delaying it, he's not going to have a planet to come back to. That's just the simple truth of it. That stupid people who won't fight against blatantly satanic, in many cases pedophilic, evil people who want to destroy them, their family, their water, their air, their soil, okay? One day, they are, you know, not going to have us there to stand up for them, and they're going to get exactly what they want, which is a world without us and a world without God. And like I said, I would give the whole planet, unless Jesus comes back, between 3.5 and 7 years. That's not a long time. Now, regarding these council offices, I would say that somebody actually has goods on them, okay? That they are somehow compromised in their personal life with some sort of activity that they really do not want to become public. Okay? Because basically whenever you get into this level of really, gosh, what words would you even put on it? You know, just self-harm. You know? That they really do not care for you. That they actually are doing stuff that if they sat for 3 seconds and thought about it, they know is going to destroy their community. There must be somebody above them who actually has goods, shameful behavior that they can expose on every single one of these councillors. That's the stick, and then there's the carrot of the big check, the holiday, the yacht, the whatever at the other end. Because that is how the globalist, satanic, pedo-gate people operate. They have a stick at one end, which is the compromised activity that they know about, the trips to Bohemian Grove, the, you know, parties with 20 little kids present, the, you know, the even just caught with their pants down with the local madam, locally. You know, it all is a very effective stick. And then they have the carrot, which is the fat check, the yacht, etc. You know, and even just getting left alone. That's how these guys operate. And it's, you know, I've been dealing with these guys on some sort of a level for about the last 17 years. I have not been left alone, and I have fought them every inch of the way. And because I have fought them every inch of the way, I actually have my own farm, okay? I actually have my children with me. I have my dogs, who are my best friends, you know? I'm fighting this thing, which is my own battle. At the moment, where I was T-boned by a prime mover last year, and the local police are trying to blame me for criminally damaging the road train, when there is film out there on the internet which clearly shows that the road train driver crossed a double white line, which is dangerous driving on a railway crossing at between 40 and 50 kilometres an hour. That's dangerous driving, okay? That is just, you know, there's just no way that I am guilty of criminally damaging that road. But it's the same thing. They've got goods, and they're trying to use that court case as goods over me to make me fall into line. Guess what? I'm not falling into line, okay? They've got goods on my family members who have done things in the past that they are really, really, truly ashamed of. And yet, in this case, it's the WA police, using these goods against my family member to try and get him to basically betray his own relative, that he grew up with, you know, and that I'm sure he would really rather not be in that situation. This is what they do. They are Satanists. They really are. They're Luciferian, evil people. They have got nothing to do with law. They have got nothing to do with justice. We haven't got a justice system here in Australia. We've got an extortionate cartel. It's run by Serco. Okay, that's S-E-R-C-O. And on Serco's own website, they admit that they control the Victoria Police. They flat out admit it, you know. They are the ones who issue all the infringement notices, and they control the Department of Justice, and they admit so. And the Victoria Police and the Department of Justice and the local council and the whole lot of them, they all have business registration numbers. In Australia, they're called ABN numbers, Australian business numbers, which means that they're registered as a business. And we've got high court precedents here in Australia with people who did fight them, okay, which says that even if that business is owned by the government, it's still a business and it can sue and it can be sued. And if people would only get off their rear ends and fight these people, then we would. You know, my family, 800 years ago, was connected to the family of William Wallace. And I'm just remembering in that movie Braveheart, it said, you know, I know it's Mel Gibson, right? But that the events that are depicted in that movie basically are accurate in how they happened. And he said, if you would only fight them. I'm not talking about getting out weapons. I'm talking about, you know, just standing up against them. If you would only fight, then you would have what none of us have ever had before, a country of our own without them ruling over us, dominating us, enslaving us. You know, it's disgusting. I just want to get people and just shake them, and I say, wake up. Wake up. Well, you're not, you haven't got a country, you know. You've got a cartel-dominated, you know, hellhole. Really? You would actually probably even be better off if the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club were running the show. Really, you would. They would probably treat you better. And, you know, if anyone's not awake and aware out there, they'd think, oh, what are you talking about? But you know something? At least with the Hell's Angels, they don't pretend to be good people. But you know where you stand with them. You know that these are people who are bandits and are proud of it. They're not pretending to be anything else. That's what I mean when I say you'd be better off with the Hell's Angels looking after you than with most police departments in this country. I actually would love to have a police department that is really truly a police department that really solves crime and keeps the bad people under control. I would love that. I would think, woohoo, here we go, this is good. You know? But we don't have that. We don't have it here in Australia. I'm sure you don't have it where you are. You know?
Yep. But we'll be right back. We'll be right back after these.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just sent a message to KLID, and I suggest that you consider making this a call-in topic for discussion on KLID. And you may want to hear what I had to say for the first half hour today. They may not want to play that. They play that delayed. They may not want to play that. They may want to do something else instead because I was so angry. But let me share this with you, Gwyneth. We're talking about the smart meters in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Okay, so the World Health Organization, according to my research on the Internet, the World Health Organization classified RF, radio frequency radiation, from cell phones, which is the same kind of radiation, microwave radiation that comes from smart meters, as a class 2B carcinogen.
Carcinogen.
The same classification.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
As DDT. Yeah, the same as DDT. Now, the question is, who would spray DDT on their home 24/7? Who? And what happens is the city utilities general manager, Bill Buck, says, well, you know, you all have cell phones, but you have a choice with cell phones. I don't have one.
You can turn it off.
Right.
You can put it
in the airplane. You can turn it off. You can put it over there, far away from you.
Yeah.
But if you have a bedroom that is next to a utility meter on the outside of your vinyl-sided house, you are going to be blasted with microwave radiation 24 hours a day when you're in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Let's say you don't have a bedroom. Well, hang on.
Cliff High
did
some rather interesting research on, you know, what to do with smart meters. And I believe if you go to halfpasthuman.com and do a search on that site on smart meters, you'll see Cliff Hyer's research. And I've got a big thumbs up to that. I know that he's a USA Prepares instructor.
Yes.
And I love his research. You know,
And he lives in Missouri.
I'm not going to tell people what to do. I'm going to direct them to Cliff Hyer's site, halfpasthuman.com, okay? And search on that site of smart meters and what to do with them. And he's got some absolutely marvelous ideas. So, but that is for the listening audience to, that is for the class to go and research for themselves, if they care enough to not give themselves and their family cancer, that is.
Yeah. Have you heard of anybody being so concerned about the damaging of these smart meters that they put a steel coffee can, one of those large 3-pound coffee cans,
I believe Cliff Hyer's research has something to do with something similar to that. You know.
Okay, we were the first ones to do that, and I announced as soon as they threatened me with calling the sheriff on me for not allowing them to put a smart meter on our farm. I thought, man, I really don't want to get involved in a gunfight today with the sheriff and whoever else shows up. So what I did was, in order to protect my smart meter, you know, because someday we may have some young children playing baseball in the backyard. I mean, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet, but you don't know. And I was concerned about this really expensive looking meter. So I wanted to protect it from hail and, you know, chips from the fly from the lawnmower. You never know when you might hit a little stone or something in the backyard
metal
these rotary mowers. Yeah, yeah.
Metal.
So what I did was, I put a 3-pound coffee can over the smart meter so that if stones flew or something, it wouldn't get chipped and broken. But the darn thing doesn't work so well when you do that.
The results of that quite interesting. But like I say, for the results of the experiment, the halfpasthuman.com.
Yeah, we were the first to announce that. But I'm glad Cliff Hyer picked up on that.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, you and I will be right back, and we're going to talk about some things that the police can do that are good, right? We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.